Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chaf Hey. We're holding approximately a quarter down the Amud, where the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah of yesterday, Malva Berivis. Back to the Amud Beis of yesterday, Chav Dalar Amud Beis, the Mishnah told us, Eilu Hein HaPsulim, the following apostle Yedis, as well as two Dayanus. A Masachi Bekuvia is a gambler. Malva Berivis, someone who lends Berivis. Mafrich Yoinim is also a gambler who engages in dove racing, just like they have today horse racing. At that time they had dove racing. Pesach Rishvias, and those that would go and sell Peder Shvias. We already mentioned yesterday that Malva Beribis and Pesach Rishvias are Be'emes and Usim and Hatoyre. The question is, what's their din Megabi Hilchis Eidus? And Rashi said that the din of Eidus being posel min haTorah is only by a real gazlan, like it says in the pasuk Al Toshes Rosha Eid Liois Eid Chamos. And therefore, although Malv Beribis and Seicher Shvius Usa min haTorah, nevertheless the psul Eidus is only midrabanan, because it's not a physical grabbing of money; it's done in a nice, genteel fashion. Malv Beribis, they write out a nice star and metasoifer medaydim. Instead of paying me $100, you'll pay me back $100 plus. Okay? Avad it's usa min haTorah. But the mice, it doesn't cause a psul edis min haTorah, only the rabban. And now the Gemara is going to focus on, is it only the malve beribis? What about the loive beribis? Is omerova. Loive beribis also is possibly edis. It's not only the lender, but it's also the borrower. The borrower never has to go and pay the ribis. He is also usir to hilchos edis. Preiti moreva anan tanan. Our Mishnah says malva beribis. According to Ruvit, it should say malva v'loive beribis. Everything more, you are reading it incorrectly. The problem is we don't have pintlach in our Mishnah. If we have pintlach, it's not malva beribis. It's milva beribis. A milva habo beribis, and therefore both parties are guilty, both the malva and the loive. And in fact, the Gemara tells us now a story. Bar Binisus, there was a person by the name of Bar Binisus, and he was a malva. As he do be trei sadi, two edim said about Mister Bar Binisus, Chad Omar Kami Didi Oize Beribisa. One of them said, in front of me he lent Beribis, so I can tell you 100% that he's a malva beribis. V'chadam, and the other one said, not only did I see it, but l'didi ois beribisa. He lent the money to me, beribis. Okay, so now I have two edim that both agreed that Bar Binisus lent money, beribis. The problem is that the second guy is also incriminating himself, because he's saying that he lent to me, and I borrowed from him, beribis. Pasle Ruva le Bar Binisus. Based on these two Edom, Ruva said, no, I have two Edom that this person is a Malva Beribis. We learned in our Mishnah, Malva Beribis is Pasle the Edus. Okay, so he pasled it. Freik Timor of a Ruva who di Omer, Loive Beribis is Pasle the Edus. And if that's the case, aid number two is the Arosha, Pavli Rosha, Vatira Omra, Altoshis, Rosha, aid. How can you go and listen to his Edus? Since after all, he is the Harosha, but to the Shneman Harosha for an aid. Correct to you. Azoi Freiti, everybody, my Rabbi, the Tami, the Omerova, Odom Korbeit, Latzmoy, Bein Odom Mezem, Atzmoy, Rosha. This Rabbi we already had. We had earlier on in our Masechta on the famous case of Plani Revoini Lirtsoini, which means someone goes and says that unfortunately Yanko Nebuch lived with me Berotsoin. I consensually agreed to live with another man, what we call Mishkav Zucher. It's the Chagroisa Te'aiva. Today, unfortunately, people make parades out of it, but Mamas and Haidi Gatari Shtaich Hadus is Usir and Issa Aroyas and the Din of Mishkav Zucher. Okay, so now this person says the two Eidim come together. One Eid says about him, yeah, I witnessed Nebuch, this person, engage in Mishkav Zucher. The other person says, not only did he engaged with me in Mishkav Zucher. I'm talking to Zwei Eidim. But the problem is that Zwei to Ed, he's also incriminating himself as the Harusha. So the Gemara said earlier back on Daf Tesla Machlaikis, And the Ruva said, I believe that person, Legabe, what he said about Yanko, but I don't believe him about what he said about himself. And that's the famous Klal of Palginan Dibura that they talk about and learn about in yeshivas in great depth, that you can have one aid that believes 50%. He's believed about Yanim, but he's not believed about himself. Snapshati, we don't believe him. Of course we believe him. However, we don't give any halachic validity to what he says about himself, because like the Gemara just said now, Udam kudav eitzel atzma vein Udam mesem atzma rusha. So the words that he said about himself, we delete them or we ignore them. But what we do keep is what he said about Yanim. Ah, says the Gemara, the same thing applies here to the Bar Pinesis.
Yeah, going back to the beginning when we said Ruva says the loiva is over.
Yeah.
Why is he over?
Yeah.
Because he's over a lav.
Well, the choyr has to be an alav of chemin mumen.
What about the sofa? What about the edim?
I was thinking about the same thing. The choyr, because we know Masechet Bava Metzia,
they say all five over.
Everybody is over, not only the malv and the loiva, but even the urav and even the edim and even the sofa is incorrect. But L'choira, the whole problem in Amisha is because all of these people are engaged in chemid mumen, that they desire money with such a great yearning, that therefore this could affect their capacity to say truthful and honest edus. They are so intent on money, 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 money. That's why this person's a gambler, and this person goes and races the oinim. The same thing is the gabe, the case of the rivers. The choyra on the malvitz much easier. He has such a greed for the money, he goes and takes the other guy's money. Zeitz choyz the loive, if he's willing to go and pay, he also has tremendous chim and moment. So this is neshver. He needs the money, exactly. If he didn't need the money, he wouldn't be borrowing it. So that's taka grisa chiddish of ruva. But the choyra to go and push this and say that it even includes the edim, it even includes the sofer, was something they got to tzitzim. If they didn't have any benefit at all, a monetary benefit. But it doesn't advise that they are dishonest when it comes to hilchas mammon is, and therefore it doesn't show a chimid mammon. Because after all, a person, for instance, eats nevaylus and treifus, he doesn't become pusulei eitus. He's not one of the four categories over here. It's got to be something involving chimid mammon, chimid from Lashon Leisachmoid, which we just learned last week, etc., that they have a tremendous desire and yearning for money. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara now tells us a somewhat similar story. Even though it's nothing really related to us, but we'll see it's also a fascinating story. There was a tavcha meintach ay shchichit, the ishtakach, the nafka trefta mitisa yudai. Unfortunately, this shchichit leide b'rasayni rabim. Unfortunately, treifus went out from his hands. In other words, he was not makbid. He didn't do a good job on one of his animals. And instead of saying, Rabbeisai, give it to the goyim, or give it to the dogs, he sold it like kosher of flesh. Rachmana litzlan. Okay, so now what do we do? Possibly Rav Nachman, the Avre. Rav Nachman, as we know, was the chassid ben Nesiah, the chadban of the Reish Kalusa. And not only did he have religious powers, but he also had political powers, and therefore he was able to be ma'aber, and he said, Mensch Aros, you are no longer a qualified, competent shoychet. Ozal, what did this shoychet do? Rabbi Mazia Petufrei. He started going and growing his hair and his nails long. Why did he do that? Says Rashi, as a symbol, as a simon of doing tshuva. If you look at the Rashi, Rabbi Mazia Betufrei, it's about five or six lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. That 12 lines in the bottom of the Amud. So Rashi, Rabbi Mazia Betufrei, Higdil Sa'aroi Vitziparnov, Lenavil Atzmoi Lasis Tshuva. This is a way of showing that he is upset and that he feels bad, etc. So he was Manavil himself, as if so people should look upon him kind of in a very bad way. Oh, look at that fellow, he's manavel. It's a langahu, langanegel. Oh, you know why he's doing it to tshiva. So apparently this was the way people showed that they were doing tshiva. I don't know of anybody today that would do something like that to show tshiva, but say it's a chos, that was a custom at that time to show tshiva. A silver of Nachla Shuri, when he did that, Rav Nachla said, no, one of the first Bali Tshiva recorded in history. Let's go and take him back. Omali Rava, Rava said, one second of Nachman. Tell me, Rume Kamaran, the Kenzan, the Gantzazach is a Haruma. In other words, Ken Zani still does over Nebuch Matrif and Moichetreifis, and he's just doing that to go and fool you and fool me and fool everybody else, but don't be fooled. So Freit Yitzimur El Maita Kante was only yet done. So Timur Kiravidi El Baravni, Ravidi Baravni. Someone who's chushed on treifas, like this fellow over here that sold treifa meat as if it's kosher meat, he has to go to a place that nobody knows him. Since nobody knows him, there is no inyan of haram over here. He doesn't have to fool people into thinking he's a baal shiva. He can come in and say, nobody would know the difference. He's a brand new in town. If he were to go down the street and find an Aveda, which was worth a lot of money, I don't mean a piece of bubble gum for 5 cents, talking about a duva chushev, and he gives it back, it shows you that he's takadon shiva, that he no longer has that tremendous urge and desire for money. Because a person who has a tremendous urge and desire for money, he sees an aveda, he says, it's probably a goyin, there's probably no simon. There are 12 ways that you can go and be moira heter, and the person was probably miyayish on it, and there's no simon, and nobody knows me because I'm brand new in town, they wouldn't know to come to me. Anyway, if he goes and gives it back as a simon, as it's about shiklus, or if in fact he goes taka and he shechs in that mukum shein makiroi, sorry. And guess what happens? Unfortunately, it is again a treifa. And it's a bit of a chushiv, a groyser ox, which is worth hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars. And he goes and says, Raboisai, I'm very sorry, it's treif. I have to go and give it to the goyim. I can't sell it to the Eden. Oh, it shows taka. If in that very same set of circumstances, he did shiva, now you know that it's an emes shiva, and it's not just haroma, just baloney. Okay. We go back to our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah said that the third category was mafriche yoinim. So pushup shop mafriche yoinim means that you have a race between two doves. Just like they have today horse racing, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, you can go and bet on horses. It's the same thing as you can go and bet on yoinim. If my yoina comes before your yoina, I win. If your yoina comes before my yoina, you win, etc. However, as we'll see in the Gemara, in fact, it's a machloikis, what mafriche yoinim means. My mafriche yoinim. Hoche tigima, duom getaj, that what means mafriche yoinim, du finintin. Als kim fenoim, ab jetzt lehm finintin. My mafriche yoinim, was meint is, hoche tigima, duom des getaj, ite kadme yoinach li yoin. The chur should say yoinach li yoini. If your yoina goes before my yoina. In other words, they're having a race. If yours comes out first, you win. If my comes out first, I win, etc. So that's pshat number one. Reb Chum bar Oishi Omar Ora. Vus meint Ora. So we'll see now in the Rashi. Rashi explains that this is a yoina that is able to go and schlep with it other yoinim. In other words, this is a yoina which is a ganze macher, and the yoina goes to other people's shoifchim. Those are other people's dovecots. By chickens, we call it a chicken coop. By doves, it's called a dovecot. That's the bayis, the home where the doves live. And then a dove goes in and macht a ganze proper gun, and he says, Chavra, coming over to my dovecot. Because over here, do give them the blessed essen, and here you can go and take a vacation a few days. Here they have a dove yoimi every day. They have two separate minyanim. A dove skim to hair, you'll see it's mamish oilam hazam et oilam habet zazamin. You shenst in the besta, mit the satmer concerts, you can't tell me shvorshtown. In the best type of situation. If you look at the Rashi Ora, it's about 7-8 lines from the bottom. Rashi first brings a French term, ishtalion. Mlumod, it's taught. Lahavi yoinim mim koimon, to schlep yoinim from elsewhere. Labais baalim, to come to the bais of the baalim, the one that owns the yoina. Al korchan, against their will. The Eish ben Gazel. With mechaptevek yerim's yoinim. It's again a form of gezel, and therefore this person would be disqualified to be an aid or a dai. Jokti Gemara. So I have now two separate taichin in the words mafrichi yoinim, means either yoina racing or this yoina that's able to go and schlep, or the yoinim from elsewhere. Jokti Gemara. Mandi ame ita kami yoinach li yoin. My timely Omer Ora, why doesn't he like the second reason? The second reason is also a very good reason. You're stealing Yam's Yoinim. Everything Omelach Ora, Mipnei, Darke, Sholem, Bi'alma. He says that the reason is, Ora is not a real form of Gezel min HaToira. It's only a form of Gezel Midrabanan. Why is it only a form of Gezel Midrabanan? Because a Yoina is the type of thing that you can't really own 100%, because every Yoina at any given moment can literally fly the coop and say, I don't want to live here anymore. There's just too many yoinim. It's gekvetched. Or I don't like the daf yoimishir over here. It goes too quickly or too slowly. Therefore, I'm moving on to the other dovkot. And therefore, any ownership of yoinim is by the definition is only when they dark yeshulim. The Chachum said, don't steal yenim's yoinim. But it's not really yenim's yoinim. They're all hefkedik. If you look at the last Rashi here, not the last one, the second before, ne dark yeshulim ba'alma, about six lines in the bottom. The sign is in the brayza. Yoni shoyvich biyoni aliyah. Yesh b'mishim gezel. Why? Nei darke shalom. V'loy gezel gomer. V'loy zoch b'hen bala shoyvich. The bala shoyvich never really is kind of them. There's no real way to go and make a kinyan on them. Even if he holds it in machta hagrim, mit aglila, mit ameshicha, mit a kinyan does. Yet, but after that he puts it down. Mameila kosi v'robi lahusam. It comes on its own, just like easy come, easy go. You know. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar. So therefore, we see that the whole Inyan Nidark Yisholim, and therefore he held, it's not a real form of Gezel, and therefore this fellow who has such an aura that schleps mit, that doesn't pass to him Li'edis or Li'dayanis. That's a wonderful reason. Why didn't he give that reason? That's the same case with Sachvikivya. Both of them are forms of gambling. Sachvikivya is, in Yiddish they say, a spielt kurten. We'll see in the Gemara that really it had to do more like, it seems it's closer to what dice. We call dice. Yeah, we'll see Mechem Nimura in a moment on the Yomid Beis. So therefore, that's dice. And this is a different, this is dove racing. So they're all gambling. Do I know if I'm going to win by shooting the dice? Or but my Yoyna, maybe my Yoyna today has Hoshmanesh. Maybe my Yoyna today is not feeling well and it's not going to win. Maybe his Yoyna is faster. Anyway, these are all gambling. V'idach, l'choydeh d'chirecht. Why does the Mishnah give us two separate cases of gambling? One of the Mesach Bekivya and one of the Mafrich Yoinim. If you want to do that, then you can give, I'm sure, other forms of gambling. Those that go to Las Vegas know all different types of slot machines, and whatever else they do with the cards and the dice and the this and the ends, you have many different types of gambling. So why does the Mishnah have to bring two different forms? Everything more is Dr. Azoy. The Mishnah gives us two examples. One, that it depends on his skill, and the other one, depending on the skill of his yoina. Utsrich, and I need both. The itana toile b'das atzmoi, in the case of...
The person said, I can take ribis l'mashal.
I'm sorry, I can take...
I can take ribis, and I'm not going to be more say they are equivalent, the deen. I will not.
Yeah.
So why the minute the guy takes money, shochad, automatically he's pasul, right? If he takes shochad, automatically he's why? He's going to say, I can take shochad and I promise you I'll do the deen.
The Torah tells us he has shochad. Hashochad ye'aver enei chachamim v'salef tivrei tzadikim. So the Torah tells us that subconsciously a person gets a bribe, even if he says, nah, it won't affect me, I don't know, nothing will happen, blah, 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 blah. It happened subconsciously, whether you like it or not. And especially the main focus over here is on edus, and if we're worried about a person that he may go and take money for whatever, because he loves money, so he'd be willing to say false testimony on my behalf if I pay him something. For instance, if I ask him, please go and testify that I lent $1 million to Beryl and be one of my aidim. What are you going to get out of it? I'll give you $10,000. $10,000, I don't know for you, but $10,000 is a lot of money for a lot of people. It would pay for this whole vacation for a week or two. And so therefore, he may be willing, after all, the other guy's a rich guy too, he can afford it. He has billionaire, he's not billionaire, huge, like a president. So he's not nervous about saying false testimony, and the $10,000 is a nice amount to pay. Yes, Bazook Divaita.
Yeah, the Chida says,
yeah,
that the letters after Shulchan,
mm-hmm,
is Tzatzik. The minute you're going to take Shulchan, you're going to be Matzik.
You're going to be Matzik? Is after Shin comes a Tuf, yeah, and then after that Ches comes a Tes, and after Dalet comes a Hey.
So you're going to be
Matzeh
the
Tuf, this Ches,
right. And the letters after the letters before, mm-hmm, is Regaz. Regaz means that you're going to bring Kaas from a Kaddish.
Yeah, very good. Beautiful. Beautiful. You have so many beautiful Torahs in the Chidah. Gevaldik. But getting back to Agamar. So therefore he's saying, Toilet Badas, and we're toiling the Badas, Yoina, Utzricha. Ditana, Toilet Badas, Atzmoy, Osim Hudli, Gomar, Umakni. The reason why the person is not willing to be going Badas, that if the other guy wins, I will pay him. The Omar, Kimli Benatui, Diadana Tvei. When it comes to cards, or it comes to dice, I'm the world expert. I'm never going to have to go and pay. I've been doing this for 50 years now. I'm the world's guru when it comes to rolling the dice. And therefore, if he were to lose, he was never going madas to give the money in the first place. He was not 90% sure. He was 100% sure that he's going to go and win. And therefore, when the other person takes the money, it's a form of gezel. It's not really gezel, but what's the money more called yesterday? Asmachta loy kanya, because he never was going madas to go and give the money. But that's dafka when it talks about his own skills. He knows that he is a givaldi expert in rolling the dice. There I would say that maybe he is goymer makna, because everybody knows if my yoina is not feeling well today, if kerem zugn hand this morning, hey yoina, you gotta be the first one. I want to win the money. Shnau. And the yoina says, I'm sorry, I have a sniffles. I have a stomachache. I never saw the team at the yoina. If it's game patch, so emaloi, I would think that he's goymer das. That if he loses, he'll pay 100%. The Omar benaksha tal yemilza. It's not that I go and say atfila hindi michram ziman and a boyne shalom health that my yoina should win. But e machtech masim. What masim does he do? He does nuksha. Nuksha means eklat. So Rashi says on the fourth line, sheishle dafin shal eitz menakshin zulazu. He takes two zecha pieces of wood and he gives a klap. In air, and the yoina hears that clap, and the yoina loits in a schnell and a geiter and up. And he looks ichadach the best of dafin. By yoina shemas koylan umakeres shebala mizarza umameheres loaf. Apparently, this yoina has a good connection with this balim, and therefore he knows when the balim takes these two dafin and he gets that patch and he gets that clap. Advice: now is the time to run and to fly and to go and to come, and therefore. Again, the Balaam is so convinced that he is going to win because he is an expert in Naksha. I know Yadan and Lakushe Tvei, I know the best patching in the world. He has the best dafim, they're probably a particular thickness and a particular make and a particular model and a vice versa klap, a vice klap. And so therefore, he's not going to makna if he were to lose. Avol to'ilu bedas atzmoi eimoloi. The Gabe rolling the dice, it's a game of chance. Sometimes I roll the dice correctly, and sometimes Yena rolls the dice better. So therefore, maybe he would be going medas. That's after both cases to go and say that in neither case is he really going medas. And if he has to pay, he never thought in a million years he'd have to pay. And therefore, it's all considered to be an asmachta, asmachta lekanya, and therefore it's a form of gezel midrabuna. What's the definition? Masach bekivya. That's the first form of gambling. Pispasim means, says Rashi, with chips. Rashi says paspasim. Shivri eitzim behein marlish balas. That's what we were saying before. That's probably similar to our dice. So there's such chips. Vloy pispasim bavar. It doesn't have to be dafka. Chips of wood, Amru. What happens if on a temporary basis, dice? But I find a good chava here in the hotel, and we want to waste some time, and we want to go and wager some money. So I say one to the other, Hetzi Chadish Kadais Lamir, that I have these Klipia Goizim, and I know how to go and play with Klipia Goizim. Also, we're going to do the same thing. Maybe we write numbers on it. Maybe we go and make different colors on one side, the other side. And whoever is able to go and roll these Klipia Goizim, these not shells, or the Klipia Remoinim, these are shells of a remoin, of a pomegranate. Apparently, you can do the same thing there as well. So therefore, you don't have to be apa. It's professional dice. A fill amateur dice is also mesachim kivi. And the emasai chazer rosan. From what point on do I say that they were choizer b'tshuva and they're no longer branded mesachik b'kuvia and osir for edis and osir for dayanis? Mishiyishbru espis b'seim. They take their dice and they smash it to smithereens and they break it and they throw it out. And if you really want to show that he's a choizer b'tshuva, that filah b'chinam le'avdi, not only will they not pay, will they not play for money, they won't even play b'chinam. Then the Weissman zichar, he's a choizer b'tshuva. Now these words, the afilu b'chinam le'avdi, Rashi points out a little bit later, is not from the Braise itself, but it's really the Gemara is explaining. What's the yachs behen chazorah gemura? The gemura that filled the bechinim le'avdi. At this point, it doesn't make a difference. It'll make a difference in another few lines. And the brisa continues. Mal bribis. And interesting that the gemura brings this brisa. Mal bribis echad mal v'echad aloiva. The chayyim gemara could have brought this on the Amud Aleph to go and bring proof and support to Ruva. Because remember, it was Ruva that said it's not only a Malva, it's also Loiva. The Choyde could have brought this price. But notice that price does not bring the cover, the Edom, the Soifer, which you asked about earlier. What's the Chazar? Mishikris Terein. They take the old Shtaris and they tear it to pieces. V'yachs ben Chazur Gimir. That afil nachri le musfi. They're not going to lend or borrow money. Afil mit agoy. Even though it's no issur whatsoever. But we want to show that this person is a totally new man. He's such a Baal Tshuva that he's not even going to lend to a goy biribit to show that he is now finished. He has done kapara and tshuva from inyanim of ribit, and he stays away from it even with a goy. That shows how really he's a chozer b'tshuva. Okay, and now the ikkah that we brought this gemara now, this price is mafricha yoinim. Elu shemamrim es hayoinim. Those that are mamrim es hayoinim. What's made mamrim es hayoinim? So we have a couple of pshatim over here. We have Rashi first that says mamrim es hayoinim. Rashi is about 13, 14 lines from the top of the Amud, towards the end of the line. Mamrim es hayoinim, Zot Rashi. Margizen oisen ze al ze lihiluchem. So this Rashi, interestingly, is a little bit different than the Rashi on the Amud Aleph. Because Rashi in the Amud Aleph said that we're talking about Yoina racing, which is the way we understood the Gemara simply. And here we're talking about dove fighting. Even today they have, especially by the Spanish, they have cockfighting, right? Or something. And they also have, in Spain they have bullfighting. This bullfighting is actually with a person. Anyway, the important over here is that they have the Yoinim fight with each other as opposed to racing with each other. But both of them are forms of gambling where either my Yoina is going to win the race or my Yoina is going to win the fight. So they're very parallel, even though they're not exactly the same. So that's one pshat amamas Yoinim. On the right-hand margin, we have here from underneath the Ein Mishpat Nemitz, it's really from the Maseres HaShas, he has also Pirush Miloshen Moira. The word Mamre is from Miloshen Moira, like a Moreh, Mora, a teacher. Kaloimer Melamden Oisoi Lifroyach Lahaktim Lyoinim Achenim. He brings this from the Oroch. So this is consistent with the Rashi and the Amud Aleph and the way we understood it until now, that these are dove races, and Mamre means to go and teach the Yoina how to race more quickly than the other Yoinim. Okay. V'lo Yoinim b'lvad amru, and not only Yoinim did they say, ela filo b'heim v'chai v'oif, any type of, like a horse racing, any type of thing where animals compete with each other either in racing or in fighting. When do you know that the person is a choizer b'tshuva? Mishviyishbiru es pigomein. This pigomein, this is what Rashi talked about before, the dafin shel eitz, shemenakshin zu lezu. Apparently these dafim shel eitz are not only used for yoinim, but they're also used for other types of behemoths. That if you want to really spur on your horse or your dog or whatever is involved in the racing or in the fighting, that they also had azelcha pigmeyan, azelcha pieces of wood that you would bang together one with the other, and if he destroys that, oh, the simon that he's a choizer b'tshiva. Okay, and continuing right to the brisa, v'yechz ben chazor gemura. That they're not going to even do this in the midbar. So what does that mean? Afilu b'midbar. So Rashi says this is where we're going to distinguish between the ora, that's the dove that schleps the other doves with it, and between the pshat that we're talking about fighting between one and the other, either racing or fighting two yoinim. So let's Rashi. First Rashi, pigomayan. That's about 10 lines into the narrow lines. So Rashi, pigomayan elu dafin shemizarzmen. These are the dafin that you go and bang one with the other to be mizarz, the oifis or the behindness of the chayes. I feel the midbar. To leshchichi yoinim the yishuv that you don't find. Yoinim the Yishuv. Yoinim the Yishuv by definition means Yoinim in the Yishuv. Yishuv means where people live in the residential areas. In the Yishuv. Lashon Lashevet. Leshev. Yeshiva. Here we're talking about the Midbar. So you don't have Yoinim the Yishuv. V'hai perusha lelishna di ora nokitle. This part of the Gemara, Dafilu b'midbar namali avdi, this is not referring, this is not part of the Braisa. Because the Braisa, after all, talks about Mamrim as Yoinim, which talks about either the racing or the fighting. It's not talking about the leading the yoinim from one shoivach to my shoivach. So therefore, vayperusha lishna de ora nokitle, v'leimigufa de braisi. That's not part of the braisi itself, like we explained a few minutes ago. And therefore, just the Gemara that's adding it to explain the braisi. When do you say that this chazara? When he goes out to the midbar, and even over there, he doesn't go and have his yoinim try to chap yoinim that are hefker, flying around in the midbar hefkerik. According to the other version that we're talking about, either racing or fighting. There the Gemara could have said, instead of giving the example of going out to the midbar, we could have said the same thing like we said by the Masachi Bekovia. What was the Masachi Bekovia? That what? That even Bechinam, he doesn't go and play horse racing or dove racing or dove fighting. No money, Rabbi said, let's just go on for a lark. I have a good yoiner, you have a fast yoiner. Let's see who wins. But they didn't take any money for it. No, so therefore, to go and show a real chayz of achiever, he doesn't do it even for Bechinam. So getting back to Agimara. Good. Next case. Those are the people that handle in Peir Shvias. They buy and they sell Peir Shvias. Which is awesome in a Torah, because the Torah says that you're allowed to do the Achla, and the Gemara says, V'loy l'schoyre. You have to wait 7 years to determine whether this person is a Soicha Shvias. How you wait till next year. Next 7 years, and then see what does he do. If you see that he's going and collecting the Peir Shvias and he sells them, and then you see he hasn't changed his colors, he's still a Soicha Shvias. However, if 7 years later, what does he do the ganze Shmita year as it's in the land of Misvadish, and he doesn't go and do any business with Peir Shvias, then you know he's done Chufa. Okay, Zayigit. V'yomrim l'chami. Loi chazores dvorim bilvad amru, el chazores mamayin. When we're talking about Shmita, it's not enough that he goes and puts a big placatin, big proclamation, big signs. Rabbi say, I've done tshuva, I'm no longer selling Peir Shmita. That's not enough. But rather, it has to be Chazoris Momen. What says Chazoris Momen? Ketzad. Oy mani, ploini bar ploini, ki nasti masayim zuz be Peir Shvias, fari hei nesunim be matona lianim. Aha. So Timora, even in the first Shmita year, in which he was over on Soicha Shvias, he made a lot of money. I mean, that's the reason why people go and sell Peir Shmita. They don't do it just for a lark, to be over an Iser. They do it to go and make money. So he went and collected a whole bunch of Shmita produce, and he sold it, and he made 200 zuz, and guess what he did with it? He went and he distributed it to the Aniyim. That shows that he taka did Shiva, and that he's not going to do it anymore. And
so
with this,
see, according to him, you don't have to wait for the next.
L'choy for the money, you have to wait for both, because the Mordechai said the price itself. So they mechav so rasa mishdegiyah shviyas acheres v'yibadlo.
But Rabbi said, shown, well, if he gives back the money, now he's not interested in the money anymore.
But that was the price. And Rabbi Chaim said, Chazor Tzvorvot, it's not enough. Chazor Tzvorvot meant 7 years, but you also, Chazor Tzvorvot, he doesn't say only, he says, Tzvorvot, as much as you have to do both. Both Chazor Tzvorvot, when he's faced with that issue in 7 years from now, he has the same Tava. Oh, you can make money, collect all these payers and sell them. And he is goyver on his Yetzirah. And the first time, when he had the money, he went and gave the money away. Therefore, that was the siman that he started doing both Chazor's Dvarim and Chazor's Mammon. Chazor's Luchari is Pshat and Mechemi. Otherwise, it should say, Mechemi says, you don't have to wait 7 years.
Say, I'm asking why. Why that's not classified as enough?
Yeah, Pshat.
Because
maybe this is just now in the spur of the moment, the Chivikatim, but tomorrow or next day, maybe he'll be Chazor. We'll see in 7 years from now, is he still going to do be Oisik in that business or not? Anyway, getting back to Agmur Ktonimiyas, now we finally brought this lengthy Brisa with the Pirush of the Gemara, but now we want to know, why did we bring it? Ktonimiyas, Bahaimo. Back in the case of Mafrichi Yoinim, we said not only Yoinim, but also Bahaimo Chayev Oif. It's Frey Timur. If you're going to go and tell me the case of one yoina is going to go and beat my yoina, either in racing or in fighting. And the mishkach is the behaima. So you can have horse racing, you can have the dogs fighting against one another. Yeah, the vishtaich. Elaman the yomer, ora, if you're talking about ora, behaima bas hochihi. How can a behaima go and schlep away other animals? Rashi says once one behaima is schlepping away other animals, the animals might go and gang up on this animal and kill the animal. Until now I was independent. I was atzmui, all on my own. And he gets mishlepen ve'adavtechum. If you look at the Rashi, about 4 or 5 lines higher, in the middle of the Umid. Hayne mishkachas l'bahayme. Tef shemalamda lorutz kishetish makoyle. You can go and teach horses how to race, just like you teach doves how to race. But basachi shetovi behaimis habor lebeisa ima. We're talking about how is he going to schlep behaimis? Behaimis which are basically in the wild, and it's going to say, okay, behaimis kimeher, you're going to come to my base balam. You're going to have 3 meals a day. It's ken essen rib steak. It's etzah memesh ken zech essen via behaima. Ken zech aher kimen, and we're going to do a good job for you. What are they going to do? Well, the defu achayis. The chayis are going to run after this behaima, and they're going to go and run him out of town. Who are you to go and collect together all of these animals? So, feitimor behaima basochi. Can you train an animal to go and be an aura to go and schlep other animals? Joktimor, and yes, you can be shorabor. The famous shorabor says, and we'll see in the gemara in a moment. This is a wild ox. Wild ox is a machloikis, where the wild ox is considered to be a chai or a behemah. Our Gemara must hold that it's a behemah, because if it's a chaya, we haven't answered the kasha. The kasha was, do you find among the species of behemah that goes and collects other animals together? Yeah, shorabar. Shorabar is a shkat animal. This is a wild beast. So this Gemara holds that it's a behemah. We'll see in another moment that this is daka machloikis. And what's the mal of a shorabor? Explains Rashi, a shorabor can be domesticated. It's not like a lion, for instance, which is a wild beast. You can try to domesticate it, but be careful, because cholil v'chas, at any moment it can go and eat someone. Every once in a while you read about in the newspaper about the circus guys that have been working with lions for 50 years, and one day the lion got upset, and cholil v'chas goes and eats up his trainer alive. It's a shorabor. If you look at the Rashi, shorabor, it's similar to chayit, a wild ox. Then megadol lebeisay. However, if you megadol lebeis, meaning if you domesticate it, then hoylech lemidbarois, it could go out to the midbar, umata hachayis, and it could trick the other chayis. Not kipman mitzazamin, lo vayachrov, to come after it. V'yesh ben gezel mishim darkei sholem. Why is it mipnei darkei sholem? Maybe oisim and a bibrim. Bibrim means like from the bibrim. Usually more it is referring to sewage places. But it means bibrim over here means from out of the way places, which are wild, where they don't have any balim. I but the kula behind me, I it's chashor habar. The Omar, like we'll see anymore in a moment, bin Bahaima, it's considered to be Bahaima. So you're going to tell me, what's an Afkim? A Bahaima, it's a Chai, Bahaima, it's a Chai Bahaima. What's an Afkim? This is your Afkim, a Plagdai, the Indian, a Torah's Chelboy, the Kisri Hadam. We know that Chelov of a Chai is Mutter, as opposed to the Chelov of a Bahaima. We also know that there's only a din of Kisri Hadam by Oifis and by Chayis and not by Bahaimas. And therefore, it's a grace enough to me if you call it a Bahaima, if you call it a Chayim. So getting back to Agamura, Bahaima Bas, Hochi, do you have among the min Bahaimas a Bahaima that's an aura that can schlep mit other animals? And yeah, Bishar Abar, tak of these wild Shvarim, these wild oxen. Ukimandi Omar, Shar Abar, min Bahaima, and not a min Chayit. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Shar Abar, min Bahaima, Rabbi Yisrael, min Chayit, Chamachlakis. Good. And with this, we've concluded our discussion about the four categories of the Chaim de Mamon of our Mishnah that are Psum Le'edis and to Dayanus. So, the Gemara, in later years, they decided to add more categories. Taught in the Braisa of Galant, Hoisifi Aleim, later generations of Chazal, of the Talmidim, of the people, the Tanoim and Amiroim, added on Gazlonim v'Chamsonim. That these are also possibly Eidus. And of course, immediately the Gemara jumps up. Gazlanim v'chamsanim. Gazla d'araisi. I need a special takonav and the Rabbanim to add a gazlan. This is doch the emes lamite, the emesic apostle. Because this state tech in the Torah. Loisi, what's the Russian? Altoshis, Russia aid. Leois aid Hamas. And the Russia we're talking about is like a gazlan. So it was like that they had to add on. The four cases of our Mishnah they had to add on because those are not psulim d'araisa. It's not a real direct form of physical gazlonus. Nobody's stealing the other person's wallet from his pocket or taking away his watch. Each one of them was another more gentle or genteel form of stealing through gambling, through taking interest, through the either racing or fighting, or yoina that goes and captures other yoinim, tzachar shvias, he's selling shmita. It's all in a setting where it appears to be balabatish and nice and good and fine. Comes to no, this is chimud mamoin. It's he is a apostle for Eidus and apostle with dayanus. But a gazlan to chadir I see. Aha. What the din of a matias cheshed v'katan? Cheshed v'katan, as we know, unfortunately, do lav b'nei dayaninhu. Now you're not allowed to go and steal something that actually belongs to them, because something that belongs to them, a cotton can own something. That's the famous shaila that people always have when it comes sikkis. Can you go and give your child who's not bar mitzvah your arba minim to go and chuckle? The problem is, it's got to be lachem, it's got to be yours, so it's got to belong to that cotton. So, can a cotton own something? The answer is yes. But the problem is that he cannot be makna something. So normally when I go and give arba minim to someone, I either tell him explicitly or implicitly, I'm giving you a matona amanas lahachzir. I'm giving you the dalam minim, but you got to give it back to me. And the person always gives it back, so it's not a problem. However, if you give it to a cotton, even though he physically gives it back to you, but he can't be makna it, and therefore it belongs to him, and he cannot give it back to you. You have to wait until it becomes bar mitzvah. By that time, sukkahs will have ended, and you won't get your arba minim back. That's why people go and buy these chinuch sets for their children. Anyway, so sure, please, we're waiting for you to add. Yeah, what the shach said.
The shach out of Torah brings down our Rabbeinu Bachya.
Yes.
And he said, I see this Rabbeinu Bachya, I'm not going to miss it. That's what he said.
You're not going to miss it. Yeah, beautiful.
And he says like this, that the Arba Aminim are Merames to Chaya Olam Hazeh and Chaya Olam Abba.
Really? Wow. How? Yeah, let me hand.
So he says, it's looked on that by the Ezra, is Mishana Lishana.
Hador Bilana Mishana Lishana.
So he said, what Mishana Lishana? He said, we daven on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, for the Higashmir, to have a
Parnassah. Exactly.
And so forth. So we daven for that. So that's Meramiz to the Ezra.
Good.
What about the Rulav? The Rulav is Meramis Tochei Olam Abba. Why? Because it has Madrigos. mother, he goes, you know, who was the
tall,
by my chelik in Olam Abba is not going to be like your chelik in Olam Abba. Each one has
different levels.
One's higher than the other.
Leaf. Okay, good. Right. Fine.
What about the
Hadassim and the Arabot?
Yeah. Hadassim, even when a person does Aveda, no? So the Hadassim you can't eat, but it smells good, so you said the same thing by a Rasha who did a Chet.
Right.
If he does Shuba, it's going to be Riachtob.
It's going to be a beautiful scent. Good. Very good.
And then what about the
Arabot?
The Arab says that the shuffles of a person that he has to be suffering, because you see the Arab doesn't grow on the mountains, always grows on the water, that on the bottom of the mountain,
right.
On the bottom of the Arab has the same thing. That's how a person
suffers, so
has to go and always be suffered, and the Holy Shalom will accept this true.
Very nice, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful pshat. Thank you very much. But Yoitz Vikol Advarim is that all the four minim have to belong to you. So if you steal from a cheder shoyt of a cotton directly, then yavadi oivra and gezelim in a Torah. He was talking about stealing a mitzia of a cheder shoyt of a cotton. Cheder shoyt of a cotton, they lost something and you found it. So the din is when they darkish sholem, you have to return it to the cheder shoyt of a cotton, not min a Torah midrabban. And therefore, this fellow is a gazlan in the sense that he stealed the metziyos of a cheder shoyt v'kot. That's not issa d'arayis, it's issa d'rabbanan. So why isn't it also among the four listed in our Mishnah? Meikorasov, in the earlier generations, they felt the metziyos cheder shoyt v'kot. Number one, lo shechicha. After all, how many times do you find an aveda? Yeah, every once in a while you find something in the street, but that doesn't happen every day. And even if you find it, it doesn't necessarily belong to cheder shoyt v'kot. Inam in the dark yisholem ba'alma. And therefore, since it's not an issa d'oraisa of stealing somebody's thing, darkish olam, kiven the chazu, the soif soif, m'mayno, but later generations, since they saw of the bottom line, the gelt is gelt, the goshakli, and they're stealing other people's money by not giving back the metzia of the chet of the cotton, which even though you only have to give back in the darkish olam, but the maisi is not giving the darkish olam, but the rabbanon, and the rabbanon said, he is possible. So therefore the gazlanim that we mentioned in this braisa, you see, for the lay, we're not talking about the classic case of gazlanim. We're talking about gazlanim that steal mechid tzir cheshvet. What about chamsanim? Now we always know, Rashi always explained, the difference between a gazlan and a chamsan is a chamsan batzul gelt. He pays money. However, he forces the mocher to go and sell it to him. I see you have a beautiful gold watch, and I ask you how much is this watch worth? Today's market is worth $5,000. Okay, so I want you to go, please, and sell it to me. I don't want to sell it. Here, we're up to the first wide line where it says Hacham Sanim. First wide line. Yeah, it's all yours. Absolutely. So the Gemara is saying is, the Hacham Sanim, what does he do? He says to the other fellow, please join us. You'll help us out over here.
That's a joke.
You just missed some beautiful Torahs from the Ben Abachya, who was quoted by the Shach on the Arba Minim with Givaldik. Anyway, so in the middle of the first white line, Hacham Sonim. So Hacham Sonim, by definition, gives money. It's just that he's forcing the other person to go and sell his item. The other person has a gold watch. How much is it worth? $5,000. Here, I give you $5,000. Give me your watch. I'm not selling my watch. I'm not interested in selling my watch. I don't care if you're interested in selling it or not. I'm willing to give you $5,000. Give me your watch. I don't want to sell it. I grab it from you. I put down $5,000. And I go away. Originally, the reason why they're not part of our Mishnah to say that these guys are psulim, because people assumed, Chazal assumed, domiko yoiv. After all, he did pay, and this doesn't happen every day of the week. Every once in a yoivel, somebody really desires the other guy's gold watch, he'll grab it and put down the money. However, since they saw that people now are starting to get into the minig of chapping other people's items, even though they're paying for it, Chazru Barabanim and said, no good, from now on these are guys apostle, hey, this apostle, the Tayonis, because they obviously chaim de moment, they have a tremendous yearning for other people's money. Tana. Now, even in later generations, Oiroi Sifu, Aleyan, they added also Haroyim. Royim are shepherds. And Hagaboyim, the Hamachsin. The Gaboyim that we're talking about over here, not the Gaboyim that go and give out aliyahs or Mechabit people for kibudim in this medrash or in this knesses. But rather, Gaboyim and Moichsim are basically two synonymous terms. They're both referring to tax collectors, but different types of tax collectors. The word Gaboyim comes from the word Gove. Gove means to collect. So if you look at the Rashi Gaboyim, Rashi is about two, three lines lower than our Gemara. Gaboyim says Rashi Mamunim. These are appointees, official people that were appointed. Shamidin HaMelech Ligvois Mas Umenos HaMelech the Karga the Arnuna Miyisrael Chavireim. They were in charge to go and collect all the different types of taxes. The different names, Mas, Menos, Melech, Karag, and Anuna, is like we have today. You have a head tax, a real estate tax, an income tax, a sales tax, a that tax, a that. Whatever you do, there's a tax on everything, as we all know. So here, for all different types of taxes, and that's the Gaboyim, and the Muchsim were in charge of that. Muchsim may come from the word Mechas, and today in Eretz Yisrael they use Mechas for customs, which is also a form of tax. So there are different types of taxes. So that all of these guys are also the Sulim, the Edis, Ula Deyanis. Now, why? Royim, which are shepherds, may korasover akri ba'almu. Kim chazdikam chami, shadi l'chadchila, goz berabak. The problem with Royim is they are professional shepherds that are hired to go and take animals for other people to graze. And instead of going in the fields of the owners or the fields of the shepherds, they take the animals to graze in other people's fields, figuring the other person doesn't know, he won't care, it's after him, her, and him, and therefore the animals are now eating up the hay or the alfalfa or whatever they eat in other people's fields, and therefore it's mamish a form of gneiving zayda. So Eva Zoi said, why wasn't this among the initial categories that the chomim were geizer? Because sover meikores of akroi ba'alma. The Chazal felt this probably doesn't happen every day of the week. It's just if the shepherd is careless, then the animal jumps over the fence, it goes through the other guy's door, and it goes into the other person's property. But it only happens once in a blue moon. Once they saw that the shepherds do this, shadow means to go and throw, but here it means to go and push the animals. Here, go into Yankel, go into Beryl's field. Eat like a behaima, eat whatever you want. So therefore, the Chacham were goyim, and they said, Aloimit and Aleph, these guys are choshed on other people's monies, and the apostle, the Edis, Ula Deyanis. Now let's talk about our favorite subject, the tax collectors. Originally we thought they're just doing their job. The king gave them a list of people. Hey, Yankel, you collect from him $5, and Bel take from him $10, and Shmuel take from $12. So all he did was he just followed orders, and he collected 5 and 10 and 12, etc. Kim the chosid of Kashakli, Yisera. Since they found that these guys are machmirim, mahadrim and mahadrim, that the melech only told him to collect 5 and he's taking 6 or 10, so he's taking more than he is entitled to for the king. Now why do you think he's taking more? Because he's going to go and pocket some of it, because the king said I only need $5 for Yaakov. If he takes $6, he'll take $1 for himself. Oh, since the kachazot, the kashakli, yisera, that they're taking more than they are supposed to. And they said, these guys are chum de mamin, no good. And we go back to Roy. We don't discriminate. It makes no difference whether you're a shepherd for shepsalach, for sheep, or if you happen to be from behemekasa for a big cow or for big oxen. Same halacha applies. The same Rava said that Roye Behima Dakam Eretz Yisrael Psul. If you happen to be a shepherd of Behemoth Takois, like sheep, in Eretz Yisrael, you're possible. Chutz La'aretz Ksheir. Why is there a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Explains Rashi that we are more machmer mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That we want to make sure that people can live in Eretz Yisrael and not have problems of people stealing from their hay or from their properties. So therefore, they were machmer more in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz is a kosher. But even Eretz Yisrael, they happen to be kosher. So this Rav, sorry,
Chida says,
what does Chida say?
That take leave.
Take leave.
What's Pshat?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
He said, you have to have your heart always, when I'm going to move to Israel.
So,
says, Mi'ali be'har Hashem,
Yakum b'mkom kacho.
Yakum is Arashi Tevos. Yud is Yishuv. Bechatchila, you have to have a Yishuv.
In Eretz Yisrael, Gevaldik.
Kuv is Kvura.
Kvura.
If you are not Zuchit, you
least have a Kaiver.
You have to have Kvura.
Yeah.
What happened if I, for some reason I can't, because I have a job here. And
about it, sure.
So, name is Nehalek Arba Amos. At least you should
walk for our Rabbis. You should visit it. Beautiful, beautiful.
Why? Because we say the Avid Eretz Yisrael Machkin.
Yeah.
So if you hold the Eretz Yisrael Machkin, and Yaakov Avinu, because he was not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kippur, Eretz Yishuv, Eretz Yisrael, he was crying.
Ah. Yeah.
You remember I told you
and Chatzi Shev and Menashe. Sure, you told me last night. It was beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, why? Because they were not. They didn't have Neshama Torah because Dam.
Gotcha.
That's why
they didn't have the same cheshek to go to Eretz Yisrael.
So they say we have the
Eretz. Yeah, we talk about the behind stuff. Anyway, so getting Shkoyach. So getting back to Agmura, so Ruva l'choy to soyser himself. First, Ruva said that any roya behemadaka behemagasa, he's possible. And then the next Ruva says, the gabi behemadakas, it depends. So chutzlart, but behemadakas across the board, they're always kosher. Ruva just said a moment ago that they're not kosher. Make up your mind, Ruva. What's going on? Everywhere hold in the gadlim itmar. We're talking about royim, who are professional shepherds, who act as shepherds for other people. And then the second category is people that own the behemoths themselves and are taking them out to the pasture to graze. What's the nafkimina? The royah, who's a professional, so to speak, he doesn't care where the behemoths go, because after all, he just has to bring the behemoths back well fed, and therefore he goes and lets them graze in other people's fields. But the megadlim are people presumably of integrity. They own this property, and just like they wouldn't want other people to come into their property, they don't want to go to other people's property, so therefore they're more careful. So why is there a difference between behemoth daka and behemoth gossip? So Rashi explains, because behemoth gossip, it's easier to restrain the animal that it shouldn't go into other people's fields. But a small little shepsel, before you turn around, it goes underneath the fence, it jumps over the fence, and it runs, it goes, and the goats, and they jump, and up. So it's much harder to keep them under leash and make sure that they don't go and jump away. But anyway, so there's nafkamina between a roya and a megadol. So Gemachanam Mestavra. And don't think that this happens to be stam upshat. This is the real McCoy. Minikhtani, we learned back in our Mishnah, already learned yet in the Mishnah yesterday, that Memonim Olai Shloisha Roya Baka. If a person, one litigant, says to the other litigant, I'm agreeing to go and take a bezin, including your father or my father, or a bezin of three Roya Bakar, is good. We see from this that lechatchila, it's not good. It's just that the person agreed to do it, then he is bound by his statement. My love, le'edis. Aren't we talking about be'edis? And therefore we see that shleyer shereyer bakar, if the person is maskim, you could take them. We're not talking about edim, we're talking about for dayonis to go and paskim. They can have me to turn it, shloisha roi bakar. Why did they shloisha? Vila eidah shloisha lamali. Why did they say three? Elamites, therefore, we're talking about the Gabi din Torah, and therefore, you only, by din Torah, you need three dayonim. Same echarami, the Gabi eidahs, the shloisha roi bakar would be okay. However, not the Gabi dayonis. Now, what would be the difference between dayonis and eidahs? The lamai latina, my ear is shloisha roi bakar. Kol beit los adloi gamri dina, nami. What the Gemara means to say is, we tried to go and bring a Raya Hachanami Mistavro, that Rav is right, and the Chacham are right, that Raya Bakar are no good. What's the Raya? Because it says in the Mishnah that it's only good if he says Nemonim Olai. But if he didn't say Nemonim Olai, no good. So we have a Raya Lechoyra to the din that even Raya Behema Gasa is Taka Posel Li'edis. My lovely Eidus, because they are Ganovim, Gazlonim, and therefore the Apostle Eidus, no. We have no Raya. because it could very well be that they are kosher and not like Rava, and maybe it's only Behema Daka, not Behema Gasa. But our Mishnah is talking about Gabi Dayanis. Now, why would it be different by Dayanis? Because Dayanis, the reason why they're apostle is because they are Amaratzim. The whole lives, all they did was working with Behemas. They never worked with Shulchan Aruch. They never went to Yeshiva. They don't know anything, and that's why they would normally be apostle for Dayanis. They cannot, because it says Shloisha Oyebaka. Why are we talking about Eidus? We could talk about two instead of three. If you're talking about the din, my ear shloisha yabaka, kol beit losa legamri, din and nami. Why does the Mishnah give Dafkin an example of three shepherds? Let it say any dry amaratzim, any three that don't know Torah. The Mishnah is telling you a chiddush. Afilahani de leshchichi biyishuv. I would think that shloisha yabaka is less good than three amaratzim. Three amaratzim, at least they have a general idea of what's going on in Mischer. They read the Wall Street Journal, they go into Mismerish, Mehet in the Mikveh, they hear about this one lent money and borrowed money, this one invested in the stock market, and this one bought properties and here and there. So he knows what's going on. These guys that are out Royevaka, they know nothing. The only thing they know about is Behemis, but Behemis, but Behemis, and that they have to eat hay and they have to eat grass. So I would think they'll be totally disqualified. Kamash Malon, you can say Nemanim Olay. Om Rav Yudah, Stam Roy Apostle, Stam Gabe Kosher. Even though we just said that Royim and Gaboyim, which are tax collectors, are apostle, it's not across the board. Stam Roy, any Roy by definition is apostle. Stam Gabai is kosher. A regular Gabai is kosher until we find out that he is not giving all the taxes, he's keeping some for himself. And the Gemara tells us, I made a dika maisa be'avud Reb Zeira. The father of Reb Zeira, Ovad Gaviyusa Kleishishnin. He was a Gabai, meaning a tax collector, for 13 years. Whenever the Gemara says 13, it's typically a guzma, so maybe it wasn't 13, maybe it was 10 years, 12 years. Anyway, Kevi Osi Reish Nahara Lamasa. Reish Nahara means the person who is the supreme IRS tax collector, in other words, his boss, who is the one that gives him the orders how much to collect and how much to take and blah, blah, blah. It's Kevi Osi Reish Nahara Lamasa. Every once in a while, once a year, or whenever the Tsar of the taxes came to his city, Kevi Chozi Rabbanan, so the father of Reb Zeira would go and tell the Talmid Chacham, Om Alehem, Leich Ami Baba Chadarecha. All of you run away and hide in your homes. Don't go out for the next 24 hours. Why? So the tax collector shouldn't see you. He have a chazi inchi the masa, when he would see other people in the town who were not Rabbanan, Omar, he would say, Reish Nahara Osel Masa, the head of the Nohar, the tax collector, is coming. For Idna Nochis Abba Lefum Bra, Ubra Lefum Abba. Rashi says on the last Rashi in the bottom that fathers are going to be shechted in front of their children, and children are going to be shechted in front of their fathers. This, of course, it doesn't mean it literally. It just means that there's going to be mass bloodletting in terms of money. Domim tarti mashma, that people are going to have to pay a lot of taxes. Uming is a kula amas, for everybody in town hit. And that's what his kavana was. Why didn't he go and say, tell everybody, Leich ami boba chadarecha? Why did he say that to Rabbanan and not to the others? Zok the Yad Rama, because by the Talmid Chachamim, he wasn't worried that they would be master him to the tax collector, that he told them all to go and hide. So therefore he told them, Tamale, go and hide. However, the other guys, he was concerned that if he's going to go and tell him hide, somebody's going to go and master on him to the tax collector. Therefore he told him, there's going to be a lot of shchitus in the next couple of days. Therefore he used code terminology. Sikiyasi, when the tax collector came and he said, no, father of Reb Zeira, start collecting. He said, go look around town. He said, kindness do. You see, this is a ghost town. Nobody lives there anymore. Minman Gavi, so who am I going to be goyber from? Good. Eventually, when the father of Reb Zeira passed away, years later, as he told his family, go and take 13 mois, which are small matbeis, decidedly beside the noy that I have together in my baitel, in my wallet, so to speak. You give it back to your uncle Beryl. I took it from him and I didn't need it. What means I took it from him and I didn't need it? So again, the Yad Rama explains, talks about that initially he collected the full amount of tax and he gave it to the Tsar, to the Melech, the total amount, and the Melech said, hey, 1 second, we're still missing 13 more. We don't have the full budget for the year. I need 13 more. Okay, Melech, I'll get it for you. He goes now to Shmerel. He says, Shmerel, I need 13 more. He gives him the 13 more. He goes back to the king, and the king says, you know what? Amnesty, forget about it. I don't need the 13 more. Forget about it. Okay, so he could have pocketed it, but he didn't pocket it. And now he's saying, now, Rabbi Yisai, since I didn't need it, give it back. And you see here in Akroi, say, Er l'chayid, Kol Tziv, everyone, thank you all for listening.